This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether you are in the workplace, or you're a student, or if you're an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who has never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose and meaning is, well, the next 30 minutes is just for you because we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. We have two verses today that we're going to talk about on this program, along with some other stuff. But the two verses that we start with today, Philippians 4:13. A lot of our listeners know that verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then the second verse we're going to talk about on the program today comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, my brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. We're going to talk about verses 1 and 2 from the 12th chapter of Romans today. We're going to get into both of these today, go back and forth between Philippians 4:13 and Romans 12. They are two awesome places in God's Word, and I really want to thank you for joining us today on the program. We have all of our podcasts now loaded on iTunes if you want to hear the previous programs, or you can visit the website. It's mark5ministries.com. You can go there as well. We also have an email address. We would love to hear from you if God is doing something great in your life, or if you have a prayer request, or again, we appreciate all of your comments and encouragements and questions. everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us. Again, thank you for joining us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. January is National Blood Donor Month, and to celebrate, Virginia Blood Services is partnering with Sweet Frog and launching a 2016 Never Looked So Sweet campaign. During the month of January, all blood donors with VBS will receive a voucher for a free small cup of Sweet Frog frozen yogurt up to $5 in value. Albemarle County Parks and Recreation Department will have its annual Christmas tree recycling program now through January 17th. You can drop off your Christmas tree at the Recycling Center on McIntyre Road, Chris Green Lake, Dardentow Park, and Scottsville Community Center. The trees will be made into mulch, and the mulch will be available for free at Dardentow Park starting February 1st. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today on the program. And with us today, a guest back with us, is David Valsich. David, thanks for being on the show, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jeff, and all your listeners. Hope they had a great Christmas as well. It's good to be here.
Thank you, and you are officially a regular on this program. We've had you before. I love talking with you and hanging out with you. We want to get into Philippians 4:13. This is a verse that has been just so powerful in my life. I used it this week. I want to read for our listeners. I want to go a little deeper, so I'm going to read to our listeners the amplified version, it's kind of the extended version of Philippians 4:13 goes like this. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. I want to repeat the last part of that. Who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Again, that's Philippians 4:13, the Amplified Version. David, let me walk you through how this verse helped me today. A lot of our listeners know this verse, kind of the shorter version. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's kind of those of us that walk around in ministry circles know it as the Tebow verse because he used to have it on his eye black. Tim Tebow used to wear it in his eye black back in his Florida days. And well, I want to tell you about this verse and why it was so powerful for me this week. I had a very important meeting this week. It wasn't a life or death situation. You know, we've had those before. This was not that. This was just a meeting this week where I was feeling very, very nervous on the way in, kind of the drive in to this meeting, feeling very nervous, feeling a little bit anxious, a little bit insecurity started sneaking into the car, and on my way, I grabbed a hold of this verse and I just started talking with God about this and really where I was on the way to this very important appointment. I said, Lord, that whole part about infusing me with inner strength and confident peace. I said, Lord, if it's possible, I need that now because I'm feeling really anxious and really nervous, and I feel like I want to vomit, and can you help me out? And it's amazing when you feed on that verse along with the other promises of God found in his word, how, you know, a little bit earlier in the chapter, fourth chapter of Philippians, it talks about this peace that surpasses all understanding. And I felt that peace. When I asked for that and needed that, I felt the that I was infused with inner strength and confident peace. And it allowed me to kind of go on for what I felt like was my purpose of the day. I was able to kind of walk into this purpose that I feel like God had laid out for me. But here's where I'm going with this, and I'm coming to you in just a second, David, for our listeners. In my life, the enemy tries to stop me from fulfilling what I believe is the purpose God has laid out for me. He tries to stop me through fear and doubt. That's the hand that he plays against me. If he plays the fear and doubt card against me, and you know, I will say before I was really, really a strong believer, or before I had become a disciple of Jesus, a real strong follower of Jesus, there was a time in my life where I might have, you know, phoned it in and said, I can't make this appointment. But by living in and on that promise that I can do all things through Christ who infuses me with this inner strength and confident peace, it just allowed me to walk through the fear and kind of get to the place that I needed to be today. And again, this wasn't a life or death meeting, but it was a time where I really needed to stand on the promises of God. And I am so thankful that I had that scripture, that word, which you and I know the word is alive and active. Mm. I am so thankful that I had that to get me to where I was supposed to be today. And praise be to God, got me there. And, you know, it's not like it was a home run meeting. It's not like it was the biggest meeting of my life, but it was just a time where I needed to call on God. And let me tell you something. He is faithful, and mm-hmm. he answered and got me through it. And David, I'm coming to you. I know you're familiar with that verse. I know it's been important in your life. Talk to me.
Sure. Thanks for sharing that. It's amazing, as you touched upon, the fear and the doubt as tools of the enemy mm-hmm. to try to kind of get us off our game and get us really just almost sidelined. Or disabled even from fulfilling our purposes and our kingdom purposes.
Yes.
And what the Lord's called us to do, and to be able to face each day with strength and courage mm-hmm. and boldness, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not always there. And we do have the warring natures, and we do have our flesh, and we do have spiritual warfare. So thank God for the Word, but also for the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, you know, I love how He works. He guides us in all truth. He convicts us when we need it, but He brings to our remembrance the sword of the Spirit mm-hmm. in those moments where we experience victory, as we recall that we can stand on the truth and the promises of God, and speak that scripture verse mm-hmm. into life, into mm-hmm. the situation, mm-hmm. and it has power. It has power, and then we experience the peace, and we know that I don't have to have this. Jesus has it.
Right.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
That verse is so powerful in so many applications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just the fear and the doubt, but the Apostle Paul is also, when he was talking about the anxiety and the worry, and to just call on God and to pray,
mm-hmm.
you know, not to worry about anything, but instead pray about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Tell God what you need and mm-hmm. thank Him for all He has done. If you do this, you'll experience God's peace, which
right.
surpasses all understanding, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand, right?
Yes, amen.
And then right before he talks about, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he's talking about how he's lived with plenty and without.
Yes.
And he's learned the secret of being content,
mm.
and he's found it in the hidden manna, really, that's mm. in Christ, mm-hmm. in that relationship with the Lord.
Mm.
It's a beautiful thing, and it made me think of the other verse. I believe it's in Timothy chapter 6, where godliness with contentment is great gain.
Because
mm-hmm. he's talking about that peace that comes from being content in Christ
mm-hmm.
and calling on the Lord. Yeah. And so I also think, having come from a background of being delivered from drug addiction, alcoholism, and just walking in darkness, that verse is so powerful for people mm-hmm. trying to overcome life-controlling
mm-hmm.
issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just literally is speaking the power of Christ
mm-hmm.
and the blood of Christ and the truth
mm.
of Yahweh, of
yeah.
God, over our life, and bringing His authority and reign and supremacy and dominion into the situation.
Mm-hmm. And once you experience God's grace and know that you can call upon that, and you know, and you kind of walk through the day understanding, you know, that one of the verses that's also touched me throughout my journey has been when the Lord said to the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient
mm-hmm.
for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And
mm-hmm.
so in this case, when you go back again, it wasn't this monumental meeting, but I needed God, and I was at a weak moment. And I called upon Him, and I found again and again that His grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's a powerful, major, huge verse in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when God spoke that to Paul, he was praying about the affliction that he had, that mm-hmm. thorn in his side.
Yes.
Literally a thorn in his flesh. And we don't know exactly what it was, but it was a cause of suffering,
mm-hmm.
and he was afflicted by it. And he prayed three times. He asked God to remove it from him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord's answer in that particular instance, the answer to that prayer was not, sure thing, Paul, or yes. It was, my grace is sufficient
yes.
for you.
Amen.
And, you know, my power is made perfect
mm-hmm.
in weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really spoke to me in my faith journey, when I struggled with wrestling with the drug addiction, being set free from that, but then having the hepatitis C as a result of the consequences of the sins of my past. And I reached a point after praying for healing, and the answer seemed to be no, where it was, okay, Lord, your grace is sufficient for me. And, you know, whatever my lot in life, it is well with my soul. And I'm just thankful to be alive. Your grace is sufficient for me. And I've literally got this thorn in my side, blood virus attacking my liver. But I reached a point where I had an understanding with God that I was just grateful to be alive and thankful that he set me free and that I was saved and that he's blessed my life so tremendously that if this is my lot, then this is my lot. But, you know, so that verse is very near and dear to my heart, and there's definitely power in his grace. And, you know, after 7 years of from when I got saved to of walking in that, he did eventually heal me. He did heal me of the hepatitis C in November 2013.
So praise be to God. Well, we're talking with David Valsich. He's been on the show before and has just a very, very powerful testimony. We're going to talk more about that after the break. But as we go to the break, I want to back up into that fourth chapter of Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 as we head to the break, where, again, this verse says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, present your requests to the Lord, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." For our listeners, I'm hoping that somebody who needed these verses today, that God's word will touch you today, that you will be able to overcome any anxiety or nervousness or fears in your life, much as I was able to this week. I hope you experience God's grace and his supernatural peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back talking more with David Valsich. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. January is National Blood Donor Month, and to celebrate, Virginia Blood Services is partnering with Sweet Frog and launching a 2016 Never Looked So Sweet campaign. During the month of January, all blood donors with VBS will receive a voucher for a free small cup of Sweet Frog frozen yogurt up to $5 in value. Albemarle County Parks and Recreation Department will have its annual Christmas tree recycling program now through January 17th. You can drop off your Christmas tree at the recycling center on McIntyre Road, Chris Green Lake, Dardentow Park, and Scottsville Community Center. The trees will be made into mulch, and the mulch will be available for free at Dardentow Park starting February 1st. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, back with us, we have David Valsich. And David, last time you were on the program, for any of our listeners who didn't catch your testimony, it was a very powerful testimony, how you came to know the Lord. Basically, the Lord reached down into your life during the darkest time of your life as you were battling various addictions and life habits that had sort of kind of accumulated to you. And the Lord delivered you out of the darkness. And your testimony is very powerful, very graphic. and it was on our last program. And what's amazing was that of all the programs that we have done for Everyday Faith Radio, I have received the most comments from your testimony. I know that's not at all why you shared it, but what I'm saying with that is that when God rescues somebody who's really in need. And they hear that story, people respond to that. And that's, in a nutshell, has been kind of the purpose of this Everyday Faith Radio. We end up talking to people about their faith journey. I never know exactly what we're going to get from people when they talk about their faith journey, but God has been abundantly fantastic to you and reaching out to you. And now I want to talk about, how has God kind of talked to you or called to you recently in your life, and how has he shown himself to you in your life here recently?
Okay. Well, let's see. You know, going back to that June of 2006 was the beginning of my faith journey in that hospital bed. And I just want to say real quickly on that, that I learned by experiencing it first and reading it later that there's two things that God can't resist. And that's a broken spirit and a repentant heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is the beginning of authentic life change when we realize our need for God.
Mm-hmm.
God blesses those who realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. And that was the beginning of my faith journey. And I was healed at that time of the renal failure. By the Lord in his infinite wisdom left me with the hepatitis C for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so I was a born again Christian at 30 years old and going off seeking discipleship. I wanted to learn more about the Lord. And had the opportunity to even do evangelism even early on as a believer and lead some people to Christ. It got me really fired up about doing those kind of things. And then met my wife on the Greyhound bus, right? And then found myself back in Florida preparing to move to Charlottesville. So UVA hired my wife, and I came to Charlottesville for her. So when we were here, you know, we got married at a local church here in town. And we had prayed right before we got married, Lord, please heal him of the hepatitis C. And, you know, I didn't want to be a health hazard to my own wife, right? And we wanted to have kids someday. And so it was a pretty serious thing. We prayed about it, and I got tested again, and it was still there. And so I totally understood, should we still get married? You know, I understood if she was apprehensive, but we felt that the Lord brought us together, and we got married. And so time went on, and we had, God bless us, with a child in June of 2013. But in this time, okay, we had my father move in with us, Esther's mom move in with us from India, in a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath townhouse that we just had purchased, the Lord blessed us with, in September of 2012. And we were setting up our family and everything, and it was a beautiful time. And I was doing workplace ministry, and I was serving at my local church as well. Then a time of trial came, a great time of trial, where Philippians 4:13 really came into play. And this leads into how the Lord really called me into full-time ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And us, Esther and I, really as a couple, because I'm learning now that you don't do any of this alone. Mm-hmm. It's as a united front. As a couple, you serve the Lord. And in that time period, it was a dark period there. And you would think it had been great because our child was being born. But when Emberly was born, my wife had tumors in both her breasts and one in her lymph node they found. And she couldn't breastfeed. And Emberly was born underweight and jaundiced and was even losing weight and not able to breastfeed. And then my hepatitis C had progressed. They did a biopsy on me, and I had stage 2 fibrosis. So we were really concerned about Esther. Plus, I was going to start the treatment. There was 3 drugs, triple therapy. New drug had just been approved to increase the chances of this working from like 50 to 70% chance that it might work. So the prognosis for me was, you got to be on this 6 months to a year, and 50, 70% chance it might work. And then if we think it worked, you got to get tested again in 6 months to make sure it's really gone. And then I hadn't started the treatment just yet. And then with Esther, several rounds of antibiotics with Dr. Walansky over at Martha Jeff, nothing was containing these masses. And so he referred us to a breast surgeon who'd been in doing his career for about 30 years, and he'd seen a lot of cases and of different things over his career. And I went with her on the appointment. He ran all kinds of tests. I came back and for the results, and he says, "Boy, you really scared me. I thought for sure you had cancer." And he says, "But what you do have, we don't know what causes it, and there's no cure. And the best we can hope to do is manage it with steroids and antibiotics." Mm-hmm. And ultimately surgeries, and the final step is double mastectomy. Mm-hmm. And he said, "I've only seen 8 cases of this in my entire career."
Wow.
So that's all happening at the same time. I'm getting ready to start the treatment. I resigned from the Daily Progress even after they offered me a promotion and all this stuff to make over 6 figures as a market development manager over 3 states. My wife and my dad said, "Hey, don't put your health on hold. You should do this treatment. And what good does it do if you're off chasing money and climbing the corporate ladder if you're never around for me and your baby girl?" Mm. So I said, thank God for her being my better half and talking some sense into me. And I actually resigned and started the treatment. Well, 2 weeks into my resignation, a woman came to the house to pray with us from India by way of the Indian Fellowship at Covenant Church. Mm. So she came all the way from India to Houston. Then she comes to Charlottesville. And I'm a week into my resignation, 2 weeks notice. And I had a bad attitude about it, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I was like, how dare they invite somebody over to the house without even talking to me? Mm-hmm. And she just wanted to come to the house to pray for us. And I just was not in a good place at that time. And Esther's mom also had open wounds on her feet, and she was diabetic. And she, ever since she moved in with us from India, they had not closed. Well, I'm saying all this to kind of set the stage of where what things were like at that time in our household. Well, she comes on the Friday that I get home from work. Her name's Sister Rose. Sweet lady, just presence of the Lord, spirit-filled, spirit-led, radiant, glowing lady. And she comes to the house, and basically she ended up praying for all of us, and God gave her some prophecy even. She left there with great boldness and confidence, and she said to Esther's mom, "You're going to grow new skin on your feet." And she told Esther, "You're going to have a complete recovery in 2 weeks." Then she turned to me and said, "The more you share the gospel, the more he's going to heal you."
Mm.
And I even told Esther later that night, I said, "That's not even biblical. I don't know what she's talking about." But before she left, when we called for her ride, I was going to take my dosage. And I said, "God, did you really send this lady to our house?" Mm. And from behind me, I hear, "David, David, she's got something for you," like that. And that was Esther's mom. And I come over, and she gave me a message. She says, "I see you carrying a black bag, and I think it's leather, and the metal thing inside it will be no more. Your bag will be empty soon." And then I thought about it, and I was like, well, I do have a black bag. It is leather. I have a stainless steel laptop that's work issue, and my bag will be empty in a week. I just put in my 2 weeks' notice. So I said that to her. She says, "That's it." Then she gave a prophecy. She said, boldly, I've never had this happen before or since, but she says, "Jesus says he's going to take you through a wilderness to a garden to a forest, and that you work for work no more, but you work for the kingdom from now on."
Mm.
And I didn't even know at the time what that meant, but as God would have it, a week goes by, Prema grew new skin on her feet. 2 weeks later, Esther had a complete recovery.
Mm.
8 weeks into my treatment, Lord led me to a homeless man that accepted Christ, and that same evening I had an encounter with God, and I knew I was healed, and I stopped the treatment.
Mm.
And I went to UVA, all medically documented. Liver enzymes were normal for the first time in 7 years.
Oh, my.
Praise the Lord. And then they did all the tests, hepatitis C eradicated, and I was totally done with the meds. And they said this is a case study, so...
God
had to
is
report
good.
It and everything.
David
yeah.
Valsich, this is Everyday Faith. We're going to get you on in a couple more weeks. Thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year.
God, we need.